Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. The public wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University is second to none. And wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says they're constantly looking for varieties that will do more for the producer and more for the consumer.
We've got to keep the yield curve moving up, you know, no doubt about it. But at the same time, we have to keep quality first and foremost up front. Front and center, in fact. Never give quality a backseat to the yield. So I think we continue to do that. We're doing fine. But I'm taking this opportunity as we have some good yield and good quality in our genetics. Let's look at some other traits that might be of interest, not just to the producer, but to the consumer.
An example of what consumers might want, antioxidants. And Dr. Carver says you may be able to get that by changing the color of the wheat kernel.
But now we have purple wheats, and we've always had purple wheats.
The wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University, supported by your Wheat Checkoff and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Cattle futures today were mixed. We were lower on the front end, higher on the back end. We had the August live cattle down 40 at 122.75. We continue to see new deliveries, but the oldest date is still June 23rd for the second day in a row. But somewhere around 100 deliveries so far against the August live cattle. October's were down 37 at 128.12. December live cattle down 12 at 133.82. The February's up 20 here at 138.35. The August feeder cattle down 65 at 158.05. September's 47 lower at 163.07. The October's were up 15 cents at 165.77. Box beef today continues to move higher. Choice was up $4.80 to $322. That's like a $60 $100 rally on the choice boxed beef. Select was up $5.52 at $295.83. The choice select spread was $26.90. So the box beef market continues to impress going into Labor Day here. Also, there's some talk of the COVID Delta variant causing problems with the packing industry. Don't know what impacts exactly it's had, but I feel like there is some truth to it. Not just the packing industry, but all industry. And that could also help or hurt the demand side of the equation, not just the supply side.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Express Ranches wants to invite you to the big event. The big event is the annual production sale of Express Ranches, the nation's largest seed stock operation. It'll be happening Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 head will sell starting 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, August 20th, and then 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 21st. The big event sale continues. For details, go to expressranches.com.
Well, the grain markets had some follow-through buying, especially in the soybeans. Today, we had the soybean market anywhere from 18 to 26 higher. November beans closed up 24 cents at 13.65. The corn futures were unchanged here, anywhere from about a quarter lower to 1.25 higher. Puts December at 5.73, up a quarter. Chicago wheat, 7 to 9 higher. Kansas City wheat was 2 to 4 higher. Minneapolis caught some fire today, or caught some bullishness here, up 11.5 in September at 9.44 and a quarter. The softs market and the cotton specifically up again today. We had a reduction in the yield yesterday. We showed a yield of 800 bushels and 800 pounds an acre, rather, where they were looking for 814 pounds. So that was a pretty big reduction in the cotton yield. So cotton was higher again today, with December at 94.32, up a buck even. The high was 94.70. So new highs again for that December cotton that we're going to start stripping here in the next couple of months. So that's a great sign. The stock market today is currently unchanged in the Dow. The S&P is up about 3.75 at 44.58. Crude oil market down a buck here. The September's at 68.05, down $1.04. Natural gas today's down about 5 cents or so here, 5 to 7 cents, puts October at 3.87.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.